All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train,
Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick, gray.
Dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready.
Life is like a hurricane here on carpooling. D-Train, Christopher, airplanes here on carpooling.
Yeah, we gotta do an airplane pod, man.
Yeah, we need to go on vacation together.
All right.
Let's go to Vegas, even though you just went there.
I choose Vegas.
Do you really?
I really enjoy that place.
Yeah, it'd be better to go without a woman.
Yes, more prostitutes.
Then you can have sex with whatever you want, men or women, instead of just women.
Just women.
Yeah.
Derek
has this thing with his girlfriend. Oh. Everybody listening at home.
What
is it? They're allowed to have threesomes and foursomes as long as it's just women. It's a fact.
Yeah,
tweet it out.
Yeah. I had an eightsome yesterday. All women.
Yeah.
I satisfied none of them.
Yeah.
I hope they're
Derek
lesbians.
Was done in 15 seconds. Yeah. And then he's like, sorry, ladies.
Well, I was knocking for you, man. Help.
Yeah. And I was like,
a stunt
I was laughing. I was like, watching through the window.
You're like the guy from Saved by the Bell who tried to pass Screech. Off a stunt cock in his porno that was like everyone was waiting for. And then you put it out and it was actually a stunt cock.
Who, Screech?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Saved by the Smell or something crazy. Something to do with Saved by the Bell. He was going to make a porno. Everyone was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Because he's really hurting financially.
He did make one.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But it's not him.
I watched it.
It's a stunt cock.
Are you sure?
That's what they say.
I'm pretty sure I've seen his face in it.
Okay. Well, I know he's in it, but I think when it switches to the dick and vagina parts, it's not his.
Right. It's possible.
That's what they say.
Right.
Well,
people are just jealous because his wiener is small. I mean, their wieners are small.
Is his wiener big?
Not like overly big.
Okay, here, let's get to the brass tacks.
Mm.
Is he what? So is he fit to be in porno or?
Sure. Yeah, he could do it.
Okay.
Like as a, I wouldn't say he'd be a top of the line porn star, but he could do it. It's pretty funny. It's weird because like, the girls that he's banging, they're getting married the next day. Like, it's supposed to be, like, the night before their wedding. And then, like, I guess they're drinking and stuff, and he just, like, bangs her for a little bit. But she's getting married the next day, so I don't know if it's, like, trying to be... They
Cuckold
hired some actress.
Thing.
Yeah, like, something like that, where they just hired an actress, like, the actresses to do it. Or if it's supposed to be natural. Because you'd have to get them to sign a release form.
I don't think they're legit getting married the next day, are they?
Not Screech and the girl.
No, but that girl's.
The one girl said she's getting married the next day.
But they're in an open relationship or she's literally cheating
on
her husband?
I guess she was cheating on him. Like, that was part of the porno.
That's bonkers.
But, again, they'd have to sign releases and shit, so.
Yeah, good point.
It's probably fake. And I haven't seen it in a long time, but that is, I remember that happened.
Why Screech? That's like the if you were to like line up all those people, that would be like the last one you'd want to see in a porno.
Well, it was because he said that he gave her what's the Hitler stash thing or whatever.
Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, that was his name, Dustin Dirty Sanchez Diamond.
No way.
Yeah,
he doesn't do that in the thing. Does
yeah, he?
He
does. That's the whole point of that one.
So he
maybe
comes
we're
in her
thinking
asshole,
of this
scoops out the cum with his finger.
No, he she was like on the bed. And he's like, oh, you have a beautiful asshole. And he, like, sticks his finger in her ass and plays with it a bit. And then he goes up to the girl and he's like, oh, Dirty Sanchez, and wipes her face, like, right under her nose.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then it cuts of her, like, super grossed out and weirded out. And then that's the end of it.
Well, I have to see this now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happened. Maybe there was a second one.
I don't think so.
But it's the same kind of thing. The same company that put out the Paris Hilton one, and you know how he's like introducing like certain scenes, like he introduces the porno and he's like, so one night I met in Paris and you know, we decided to make a movie and this is how it started off, and then it like goes to the porno
because there's like not enough actual footage to make
and it's
a
the
movie
same thing
out of it.
It's the same thing as the Screech one, And he's like, oh, so these girls were doing this, and then it goes into there, and then at the end, he's like, see, guys, I told you I really gave a girl Dirty Sanchez. You owe me money. Or something like that.
And this girl just spreads her asshole for this guy to dip his finger in?
Well, they were, like, banging all night.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't just some random chick. Like, they were all fooling around all night.
All
and
of
it's
them?
At the very end. Yeah, the three of them. There's two girls and him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's a threesome. So it's one scene, it's a threesome. Kind of.
Well, yeah, that's it takes place in that one room the whole time.
Okay. With I thought the three it was like an actual porno where, like...
No. It's like he had a videotape, like a video camera.
Oh, it's like a handheld thing?
Yeah.
I thought it was a real thing.
No. Oh. Well, yeah, you're all fucked up.
I need to watch it.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Maybe they're talking about another porno. That maybe he was going to start doing porno or something because of what happened. And the money he made from that.
Well, he heard he just got out of jail.
Yeah.
Then he broke probation. He got back in. But he's saying every time he gets out, TMZ or E or one of those fucked up places pays him to do an interview. So he literally, the last time he got out, he took a painkiller to breach his probation. To go back to when he got out, they would pay him for another interview. Now he's just doing that for money.
Oh, I see.
That's what they're saying.
Right.
He's just doing that just for talk show money.
Talk show money.
He's in serious trouble. He did that boxing thing too.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that guy's fucked.
Maybe.
Try to stab people.
Right. That's why I went to jail, was stabbing people.
Some hard times. Some hard times, boys.
Yeah, he should have saved some of that Screech money.
Yeah, he should have been the Mario Lopez of the Screech industry, man.
Right. What about Zach? Didn't Zach do all right?
What's he doing
now? I'd rather be Kelly Kapowski. She's a babe.
What's she doing now?
You know that she went topless?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
I didn't know that. I checked it out. I was like, damn, I didn't know that her titties are on the internet.
Well, look at that blonde one. She did Showgirls. Yeah, she's not that hot. No, but her tits were out.
Yeah, I knew about that. But the real one, the hot one.
What about the black chick from that show? Didn't she have to do the same thing too?
No, she went crazy. She has mental problems.
Oh. No titties then?
No, like something seriously wrong with her.
Oh.
Like some disease or something. There's something like super wrong with her.
Okay. And... Because
yeah, that's the only one he didn't chirp in his book when Screech wrote that book, but it turned out to be bullshit.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah.
He even wrote a tell-all.
Yeah.
Behind the Bell.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And apparently it was bullshit.
Yeah, it was all debunked. And he said the guy who ghost wrote it with him only sat with him for like 10 minutes and then just fucking made up
whatever
he's
he wanted.
He's blaming the other guy. But,
yeah. So. He said, she said, dang. I don't know why he would think he'd get away with that. Like, you'd think he would read that before it got published. Like, no, this isn't what happened. You know, we're going to get in trouble for this. Like, we could actually get sued for lying about this stuff.
And did they?
I don't know. But you would think you could.
Well, he has no money. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you could sue the publisher who put it out, is what I mean.
Yeah, how come some of these celebrities just can't... Like, what about Big Brother?
What's Big Brother?
Like, big celebrity Big Brother, where the Big Brother show... And all this, the old washed up.
What's Big Brother?
I don't know. It's a reality show of some kind.
Okay.
Like Survivor.
Okay.
And just celebrities go to it. So he's a no-name guy enough to show up on one of those shows. At least you get paid. Then Dancing with the Stars, he could do that.
Right. But
there's a few avenues he could have taken. Instead
sure.
of like the crazy ones he did take.
Right.
Gotta look out for our Screech, man.
You think? But his brother is in the Beastie Boys. You think his brother looks after him?
No way.
Nah. Oh. They just have the same last name.
Oh. I wouldn't even know. I believe it. He could have went
Diamond.
With that.
No, I know. It's that was a big thing for a while. That they were brothers or some shit. And then Mike D was like, nah. We're not related. At all.
Now that he's a fucking loser.
No, even before then.
Okay.
Because Saved by the Bell... I think the Beastie Boys and Saved by the Bell started around the same time. 86, like when the Beastie Boys got real famous.
Why was he friends with the two cool kids? He was a fucking nerd, but Zach was the ladies' man, and the other Slater guy was like also a ladies' man, but like the sports jock type dude. And Creech was just a fucking loser. How did they justify that in the show?
Writing. That's how they wrote it, man. They weren't even friends, Screech and Zach.
Oh.
They hated each other for like the first few seasons. And he wasn't, they weren't even best friends either. Like it started, the show was like a different show, and then it slowly graduated to that show. And it was completely different. Like if you watch the junior years of it, it was a way different show.
Okay.
And then it slowly turned into that for whatever reason.
Didn't they like graduate school in the last season and like move to like Florida or Miami or go off to college or something? Or
yeah, they had a whole bunch.
There yeah, was Jesus, that the wedding end,
and then the, no, they had the college and then they had the wedding.
It was like a Mary, TV movie. Zach and the chick?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that's how it ended. Like that wedding one is how it ended.
Did Slater end up with the curly haired chick?
No, Slater had AIDS and died.
Yeah, like
he got Degrassi. Wrestled. Yeah, the guy who had AIDS in Degrassi.
Yeah.
That's the best fight in Canadian television.
All right.
Is that fight. Don't touch my blood, man. You can't touch me. I have AIDS. Oh, now we're friends. I'm sorry, man. Yeah. We used to be the biggest enemies. Now we're friends.
That's how it happens.
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
With the same dialogue and everything.
Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, it's not scientific.
Right.
It's a formula. AIDS equals friendship.
Right.
With the fighting, when you're fighting.
Right.
It's funny how that guy got AIDS. That. How did he get it?
He banged some chick without a condom. And she's like, turns out I'm very sick. You have to go get checked out.
Oh, my God.
And then he had it.
Well, isn't it really hard for men?
Yeah, they didn't know that back then.
Okay.
For sure, they didn't know that. Because men... It's really hard for straight men to get it from women.
Good.
But it's not impossible.
No, no.
You stick it up or boo-hoo.
But you're going to, no matter what.
If you're Derek.
But yeah, that's standard.
That's standard D-train.
Okay, the only
gives it the pain.
You want to know what's happened in the world since we grew up and stopped sleeping around? And I've heard it by like two or three people now. When they're having sex with a girl and they're on top doing the missionary, when they... go to spin them around or say turn around, every single girl assumes that you're gonna fuck them up their ass.
Really?
They don't know about doggy style anymore, or anal sex is so wide rampant that like they're like no, because they think. And then when I've asked them, they asked them later, like, because I said, you know what, man, she probably thought you were gonna try to fuck her up. Yeah. And you went back and asked her and she's like, yeah, that's exactly what I thought twice now.
Really?
Yeah,
that's weird.
So if you were growing up, or if you went back in the dating scene and you were like, turn over, the girl would be like, no.
Really?
Or, okay.
Just take it.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she would assume you're going to do her up the butt.
Really? I wonder why that is.
I don't know, man.
That's strange.
Too much porno these days, man.
That's the only way you can do anal? Is doggy style anal?
No.
I know, but that's what I mean. Like,
no, I just turn around. They just assume.
Wow, that's strange.
Yeah. So,
you know, stupid women, I guess.
Be smarter out there, folks. Be clearer on your indications when you turn them over. Or right. You might get shut down and they say no.
Right. Or just don't ask.
Even though you weren't doing that anyway.
Just don't even ask. Because they like to be thrown around. You just do it.
Oh, yeah. You just
fuck. And then they realize, they're like, oh, my God, I gotta get pushed out. Oh, wait, this feels great. And it's in their vagina. Their poo-gina.
The best kind.
Imagine girls, like, use poo logs as dildos. Because they're, like...
Don't they?
The chunky ones? Yeah. The ones that are all rigid?
Ribbed and stuff?
Oh, that'd be so gross.
You know you've taken shits that you've been shocked at sizes.
You ever see those... every day, brother. Every day. Those email... Or I remember when I was younger, there was an email I got. But you ever see those porn things where they eat shit?
Yeah.
Like, real ones?
No, just that cup one that you determined what was mashed potatoes. Yeah, right. Up her ass, which, well, I agree with.
When I was younger, my brother got an email that was going around, like a forward, like from his friends.
All right.
And he showed me, and it was these people eating shit. Like, it was like still photos of it. And it looked legit.
Okay.
And so I was just wondering if you ever seen any of that.
No.
And, because there's got to be real people that do that.
Yeah, that's German, right?
Is that what it is?
Kind of big in Germany.
Eating shit?
Schatza videos?
Scheiße?
Yeah.
German Scheiße? Yeah. I thought that was just pooing on chests.
Oh, yeah, well.
I meant actually eating it.
How many times can you poo on a chest before you? Some guy's gonna be like, "Oh fuck, I'm so greasy. I'm just gonna eat it." Twice. The answer's twice.
Twice, maybe. That's the correct answer. 2 times before you actually eat it.
Well, everything gets progressed, right? Like you know, you have to keep pushing your pervert boundaries. So
right, but you can't. Well, you used to be able to have sex with animals in Washington.
That was quite common back in the day.
But it was seen, like, you can make videos there if as long as you said it was shot there. Now, is it the same thing like in Germany? It's like you can make the poo eating videos in Germany because it's allowed.
And send them around.
And sell it. Probably. It's not seen as obscene.
Probably. Cause...
But yet that old man fucking pissed in people's eyes and shit and he got thrown in jail or whatever.
I gotta look that up. Is he in big trouble?
I don't know. I think so. I can't remember.
Yeah, when's Brian? Yeah.
That's everybody's homework. Check out shit-eating... No, shit-eating videos and see if they're real. Or photos.
The grossest video I seen before the cup, and this was literally 20 years ago for sure at this point, was two Asian women in a bath with an old man. And they were just taking turns puking on his head, like fingers down their throat, like just throwing up all over this guy.
Right.
And it was enough to make you gag, hearing these two chicks gagging.
Right.
And while they're doing it, he's like picking chunks up out of the bathwater and eating them.
Whoa.
As they're puking on him. Like, it was the most fucked up thing I ever seen. And this guy wasn't like a porno man. It was just some like wrinkly old man.
Of course, yeah. Just, like, that he paid them to do or whatever.
It was the most disgusting video at that point in my life, I remember. That was the worst thing I had ever seen.
How old were you, you think?
Probably like 13.
What did you do after you seen it? Like, were you fucked up for a while?
Yeah, it was one of those things where you couldn't unsee. But then the next video was one of those fucked up ones of them cutting someone's head off. And that totally trumped it.
Right.
And then I was
so
like...
So you guys were on like eBoz World or Bog.com.
Yeah. Or Rotten.com if that's still one.
I don't know if that one is. I don't even know if any of them are still around.
Yeah. But
they were big when we were younger.
It's like they step on this poor guy's head and literally just fucking saw his things out while he's gurgling and screaming. It was real as can be.
I remember the chopping a head off one. There was one where a little kid does it. He's like Taliban.
Oh, God.
And he's like... He's saying all that, like, Taliban shit. And then the camera, like, pushes in and he grabs, like, it shows another guy and he grabs his head and he just starts fucking sawing, man.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, wow, that's real.
The guy screaming?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Some don't scream.
Yeah, I wonder if they drugged them or something.
Yeah, that's what they said, actually.
Eh? Yeah.
They drugged them up real good. And you know how they get them to not scream and not move? I read that they'll do, like, 20 of those mock executions. Where they make them read all the stuff and then they hold the knife to the thing and say, okay, but then they don't. So that time when they actually do cut them, they're not expecting it.
Oh, I see.
So they don't scream for help and fuck around because they've been done. They just think it's another pretend.
A fake one.
Yeah.
And then they get you.
It makes sense.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Like that guy they burned in the cage, they say he was really drugged up.
Of course. At least, I don't know, you probably wouldn't feel it or something. Just black out.
Yeah. They don't really want you wailing away, probably.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
They want to spread terror, right?
Yeah.
That's why they're terrorists.
Exactly what they might want.
They want to instill fear into us. People in Canada and USA. Derek. Oh, see that? That was that nervous Derek.
Yeah.
When something happened, he's like, ooh,
ooh. I make that face a lot.
Yeah.
Do you blush a lot too at work?
Do I blush?
Yeah.
No.
You don't blush? I blush, man.
Do you? When girls talk to you or boys?
Yeah, boys.
Like what? What do you mean? What happens?
I don't know. Someone will say something and I'll just blush.
They'll be like, Derek, you're so beautiful.
Yeah, like that.
And then your penis blushes?
Yeah, probably. It's too big. I can't see it.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's like a pumpkin.
Yeah. Some girl was like scrolling through, I know we already talked about it, but those 50 dead gay people.
Right.
Like, they were going through them picture by picture.
Right.
And it's like, holy shit, man. They're all fucking guys who worked out every day.
Right, right.
And it's like, what a waste.
Yeah.
Like, they tried so hard, and then that stupid thing happened.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't even... The backlash and all... Like, that's a horrible thing, but I just don't even pay attention to it in the news, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks. It's a horrible tragedy, don't get me wrong. But, like, then you just got all the fucking people on both sides
This is what we do. These guns. More guns. Less guns.
Oh, the gun
you
thing?
Know, like, yeah, oh, just bullshit yeah, like yeah. that. And it's yeah. like, oh, God, shut up, people.
Yeah. I haven't read anything into it yet or even looked it up yet.
Yeah, me either.
I just know nothing about it.
Yeah. So, one more thing I wanted to ask you. Do you ever see the animal sex stuff?
No, I never. That was never. I saw a video of them throw a burlap sack over a woman's back so the claws wouldn't get at her, and then a pig hopped up there and started fucking her. I saw that once.
Right.
During the same time I right. saw those other videos.
Right.
I haven't seen it since, though.
Yeah. Well, so. There's that famous one where the guy gets killed by a horse.
And that's actually recorded, is it?
Yeah, that one's legit.
Okay, so that was on film, that guy's death.
Well, it's unclear if he dies at that moment or, you know, like, after it happens and then, like, he goes to the hospital and, he's bleeding out or whatever's happening. Like, it's unsure if it's instant that he dies, but the sounds he makes seems like it.
Oh, my God.
I'd never seen it, but somebody was watching it and I could hear the audio.
Oh, jeez.
It's fucked up. And they explained what happened. You could go watch it.
What did it do? It, like, ruptured his fucking...
I don't know what happened.
Insides?
Wow. Okay, you know how big a horse's dick is, right?
Right.
So, if they try to jam you, like, that's going through your ass all the way up.
But wasn't he
through your intestines
getting jammed?
Yeah, he got poo stabbed.
Like, he was getting fucked by it, and then the horse, got spooked or something?
No. What happened is, he's bent over, I think, on a thing. What it was explained to me on the thing I was talking about. He was bent over on something, and the cameraman, his buddy.
Oh, there's two guys.
Yeah, the one guy's filming. His buddy's filming. The guy filming has the horse's dick in his hand, and he's bringing it over to the guy who dies. He inserts it in the guy's butt, and then the horse just says, you know, instead of like just like the head or whatever, he's just like, fuck it, and puts his whole dick in him.
Oh.
And the guy's just like, ugh.
Oh my god.
So it's like a one poker kind of thing.
I thought this was a thing where they would fuck routinely get
yeah,
fucked.
Yeah,
by
he
the
had
horse.
A bunch of videos where they would fuck the horse or the horse would fuck them.
Right.
Or him.
But
and this was just the one where there was no more. Like he either died at that second or you know whatever happened. Like whatever they did after the camera turned off.
Why didn't he have some kind of like
horse blocker?
Fuck safety thing or something.
No safety. Because they're dumbasses. And the it's not the horse's fault, obviously.
Was he attracted to the horse? He had his buddy. Why didn't his buddy just fuck him up his ass?
Because they love that bestiality.
They're
shit.
Bestiality people.
Yeah. And that's when it was legal in Washington State.
So no one even got in trouble.
So you could do it. Yeah, nobody got in trouble. As long as the animals fucked you. That was the law there.
Oh, that
you
makes
couldn't sense. Fuck the animals.
Yeah, that makes sense. You might hurt them.
Yeah, I guess
they
so.
Hurt you. That's your own fault.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I can take a fucking cow, cut his head off, and eat it, but I can't fuck it? That seems
weird.
No,
you can't do that. But you could fuck a piece of steak after he's all butchered up, and nobody would care. Like, two slabs of meat, like, titty fuck it.
That would probably be okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't get in trouble for that.
What kind of laws is that?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. You can kill it, yeah. You just can't fuck it.
But you probably could fuck it if it was a slab of meat, like a steak.
No, well, it's alive.
No, I know. But I mean...
Yet, well, of course you can fuck a slab of steak.
That's what I mean. That's
course.
What I mean, but it's the same kind of, like, in theory, it's the same thing.
It's dead.
Like...
Oh,
even
whoa.
If, but if you fuck the cow when it's dead and it's still intact, you'll get in trouble. But if it's just a
that's
piece of
the
steak...
That's the thing. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
So how... Okay, how about this? Okay, you kill the cow, you fuck the dead cow.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
You fuck the steak, you're not in trouble.
No.
What if you cut the cow in half and only the back half is there and you fuck the back half? How much steak has to be there before it's not bestiality?
Right. Right.
That's a question.
Probably has to do with the skin. If the skin's on it.
So a whole cow, yeah. No skin, you can fuck that.
Yeah.
I think the skin is the key. You just figured it out.
Yeah,
man.
Could be. But then there was that other video of putrid sex object. I'm sure we talked about it before, but I'll talk about it again. Of the guy fucking, the transvestite fucking the skinned cow head. He was skull fucking its eye.
Okay, well.
It could have been fake.
No, I believe that probably happened. But, okay, well, the head. Does the head make the cow?
You
you fucked the rump roast.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know. Oh, it's weird. But if you, you know, if you fuck a chicken, you're in trouble. A dead chicken that's still with its feathers and shit, but a fucking chicken breast.
But if you pluck,
if you had chicken. A chicken breast, it's all good. It's like a cooked chicken. If you stick your dick in its ass with some stuffing in there and shit, you're good. Right. You're okay if it's cooked.
So is cooking the mechanism?
It must be cooking.
But the steak is raw, I'm imagining, that you're fucking.
Well, you could just say it's blue. Oh, it's just blue, man.
Yeah. Oh, this is a, I wonder if there is. Like, I have a criminal code, and it does go into bestiality.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get into that specific.
But I'm almost positive nobody would care. Like, if it was just a piece of steak.
Or I'm thinking if breast. It was dead, no one would care. And it was a whole body.
The whole body? I don't know. That seems fucked up. You know? I know what you mean. If it's dead, they wouldn't care. But it also seems fucked up.
Yeah. If necrophiliac is a crime, but does that translate to animals, too?
What if I put in my will that my wife can fuck me for as long as she wants when I'm dead?
I don't think you can.
Can't do that, even if it's in my will.
No, because even though you consented earlier, you can't consent once you're dead. I don't know, but it is your will. It's your last will.
That's what I mean. So I did say it. Like, if she wants, it's written she probably down wouldn't. And everything. Obviously, she wouldn't do it. But I just mean if she wanted to.
Yeah. How would you get your penis erect?
Because it's already erect when I'm dead.
Oh, okay. So during that 12 rigor mortis hours or whatever, yeah. That's when that's happening.
It could be soft and hard because of rigor mortis. You know?
So hopefully she has it straightened up when it goes rigor mortis. Even though it'd be a small boner, it'd still be.
Don't you get boners when you die?
I don't think so.
You shit.
You go limp, right?
Is that what happens?
I know you piss yourself and shit yourself.
What if you don't have any shit?
It voids the bowel.
What if you never shit?
Then you got no shit.
What if you're an alien?
See, if I die, I hope I would have shit. I don't want to spend the rest of my eternity full of shit in my grave.
Really?
Like colon all packed up full of shit.
Right.
Then the excavator guy comes and it's just dried shit everywhere.
Yeah, right. Right. Shit must disintegrate, right?
And how do they... Who... Okay. The dead guy's in the morgue.
They clean all that shit out when they bury you, don't they?
Yeah, I was going to say, they must hose your asshole down. Like, the person's got to put makeup on you. They have to embalm you.
Yeah, if you do that.
If your butthole's all caked in poo, you would stink when you're on display. So they wash your dead body.
Well, you stink anyways. You ever been to one of those?
No.
It's real.
Not really. Not since I was a kid.
They do smell funny. Like, they don't smell right. Like, it's in the air.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've smelled it once, and I'll never forget that smell.
Yeah.
They had it hidden with the scent of lilies and lavender and
shit. Yeah, yeah.
But
they try to hide it.
It's there.
But it's there, for sure. It's weird.
Well, that's maybe why in, like, Jewish, they have to bury them right away or something.
So, yeah, the suit. But they keep you in a fridge, right? So you don't, or a freezer, like, yeah, or something.
Meat shouldn't stink that fast.
Maybe. Who knows? But, okay, what were we talking about? Shit nurse. No, but what was it before we went on the shit tangent? Like, of shitting ourselves when we die.
We were talking about what constitutes a...
Yeah, right.
Necrophilia. And
right, stuff. Right.
Oh, yeah, if you could do a will.
Yeah. And if you're erect.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably can't do that.
No.
It's but too bad.
It's funny. You don't have to give the body away. Say your wife dies. There's no rule. You could bury it in your backyard if you want.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it's yours.
Yeah.
So if you wanted sex with it, as long as you didn't get caught.
Yeah, I just mean if you get caught.
Yeah, then you'll get charged with necrophilia. But really? Who's going to charge you?
Well, if it's your,
her parents might. It has to be, like, they do with loved ones. If you're the only one that even cares about her, the law's not going to come that hard on you.
No, like, but like, I mean her fucking me.
Well, does your mom care? Does your dad care? Do your kids care?
Uh-huh.
Well, if none of them care, the law's not going to care.
No? Not if they found out somehow?
Oh, they would. I don't think they'd pursue it that hard if no one was making them. No one was asking them to.
They're like, this pussy juice on his dick. I wonder
no
what.
No more juice.
No, I'm not fucking the dead body. I'm getting fucked when I'm dead.
There would be then.
So there's some juice on my dick.
That'll go down in the autopsy.
Yeah.
There is juice on his penis.
This guy's such a stud. He's getting laid more than me, even when he's dead.
Yeah.
That's what the guy would say.
Yeah. Wasn't there that story of that guy that was fucking dead bodies just recently?
I bet that is so rampant in these funeral homes, man. I bet you $1 million.
Yeah.
Some fucking...
You think they just blow in them?
No, they probably use a condom because they don't want their DNA, like, say they have to, like, say it was a victim of something crazy and the guy's gonna, they might dig it up later and they find his DNA, they're like, what the fuck?
Oh, I see.
So definitely wear a condom. I think you would want to anyway, wouldn't you?
I don't know. Well, it definitely feels much better without a condom. Hi-yo!
Hey-yo!
Hi-yo!
Yeah.
No Jim Steve. No Jim Steve. That doesn't make any sense. Everybody listening at home, go fuck a dead body. Let me know what it feels like.
It would be loose.
Loosey-goosey. Smelly pussy.
It would probably stink of dead death.
Yeah, don't do that, guys. I'm just... We'll stop talking about fucking dead bodies.
Maybe.
Back to horses, though.
Yeah.
That guy, I think that's the same guy who had the glass up his ass, too. The horse guy? Remember that he had a one guy, one jar?
Yes. That Remember that one? The same guy.
I don't know, maybe.
Your asshole would never recover enough to get fucked by a horse if you were that guy. If you get an asshole thing, I think it takes, like, forever.
Anal fissure, yeah.
Yeah, like, anything.
Kevin Smith had one once. He said it was the worst pain of his life.
Why? Well, I don't even know what it is.
It's like a open sore in your asshole.
In your asshole.
I don't know if it's in. It's, like, on your asshole, maybe, or
and,
in
it. And it stretches every time it reopens, right?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I guess you gotta drink diarrhea. Like, not drink diarrhea. You have to drink fluid to make you have diarrhea for...
Forever.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they sew it shut.
They must.
Even then, it probably rips open. And then, like, poo gets in it, gets infected. You're fucked. You gotta wipe. I don't know. He said it was real painful, though.
He's lucky to be alive.
Yeah. I guess. You have to ask him. Tweet him.
Hey, tweet tell me about him. Your anal fissure.
He talked about it before. Sometime. Because that's how I heard it, so...
Yeah, you gotta be open. Everyone's gonna have to suffer with shit all the time, man. You gotta be open about it and talk about it. People are ashamed of shit, man, but everyone's suffering for something.
Right. What's the most suffering you've ever had, Derek?
The most pain I've ever been to?
The most suffering. Any kind of pain. Whatever. Your most sufferest moment.
I don't know. That's a deep question, yeah? Dude.
It's too deep. Too deep. He has an answer.
I don't know. I'd have to think.
All right.
Most physical pain? I don't know. I've never broken a bone.
No?
Nothing, man.
What a baby.
You?
I've broken bones.
I got poked in the eye once. That was
that probably hurts.
Yeah. You've got lots of nonsense wrong with you.
Yeah.
Scars everywhere.
Yeah.
Rugged masculinity.
Yeah, it's probably my dick.
Turning me on most.
My dick's probably the most pain I've been in.
Well, your ball thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine. You're brave.
Very brave. It's so worth it now, though.
Oh, yeah.
People who don't know, man, sex, when you don't have to pull out, is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or without a condom, seriously. It's Get like it. So cool, man. It's like so natural. But then you think about it, you're like, it's so gross. Semen's so gross, man.
And it just so drips gross. All down their legs and stuff.
I know, isn't that the best name? Cream pie?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's a cream pie. It's the best porno.
That's what you search, man.
Cream pies.
That's why our internets are linked. Every time I try to like type in like cereal or anything with a C, cream pie just pops up.
Right. Every time I search something, it's like, I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't work that way on our
computers. No, I know.
It goes on the computers though.
Well, I don't care. Even if it did like catch you looking at that.
Oh, I know you wouldn't care. But imagine you got busted. She's like, oh my God, you're looking at fucking horses or pigs fucking women. Yeah. Look at this pig's dick. It's all curly and shit.
What the fuck is in private browsing?
In private
browsing? Yeah, like, I'll be on the Xbox One, and it'd be like, start in private browsing.
Huh,
so
I don't know.
I guess I could browse, like, incognito or something.
Maybe.
But who am I hiding it from? Like, the internet provider?
No, you can't My do wife? That officially.
Well,
like, through your Xbox, like, you couldn't hide it from the internet provider.
Well, who am I hiding it from, then?
I don't know.
It's just there.
Maybe it's hiding from, like, so people don't know you're browsing, like, on the Xbox One. You know, it's like, oh, he's playing.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing this. Or you want to be away or something, so nobody talks to you. You can go on the internet.
Yeah, that's probably.
It's probably hiding from those people.
that stupid game Rocket League's out there for free too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you.
It's a you like
trial.
It?
No, I haven't done it. It's a couple day trial.
Yeah. You didn't get Overwatch yet?
No. I'm not going to.
No?
I have no use for that game.
That's cool. That's cool.
People are treating Battleborn like that other one, like on The Simpsons. Like George Fallow golfing when like when the mom brings the wrong game.
Oh, right. Yeah,
they're calling it that.
The putting challenge?
Yeah, they're calling it that challenge or whatever, putting challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's such a bad game.
Really? Yeah. That's too bad. Yeah. Imagine putting in all that time and it's bad.
I feel like Overwatch is a good version of Battleborn.
I don't know. People apparently like Overwatch.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I didn't do any research. I don't know either game. But Blizzard's pretty tough. Like, pretty good, I would think. I always thought it was their version of Destiny.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. You just go into an arena and fight people.
Oh, is that all it is?
Yeah, that's like a Mortal Kombat almost, only not. Like
you. Just I thought it was a shooter.
No.
I thought it was a MMO shooter.
No. It's like you pick five or six guys, the other guys pick five or six guys, and then you enter an arena and you just battle to the death.
That's what Overwatch is.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's weird.
And some people get mad at certain characters, say they're cheap, and everyone only plays as this guy.
Shut up, fucking babies. That's in every game. Every first-person shooter game.
Fucking Famous is fucking overpowered.
Modern Warfare 2.
Fucking whatever, man. Fucking snipe and fucking snipe. Yeah, fucking shotgun, man. This guy's camping, man. Fucking not even on radar.
You gotta get in on your shit again, man. You're Halo.
No. I gave it to my brother. I don't even have it at my house right now.
Okay.
I gave it to him so he could play with his friend. Well, my friend, too.
And how's it going?
I don't know. I don't know if they play or not.
Fuck you.
I know. All right, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye-bye. Poo!
Shit. All right, everybody. That is it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. As always, I would like to thank www.radunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work. If you need anything done, message me through the site, info@radunique.ca. If you play on Xbox One, you can play with D-Man, the Grinch 54. You can play with me, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter, @CarpoolingPod. Follow me on Twitter, @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let the world know what you think about the show. Seriously, it would help out immensely. On behalf of D-Train and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you very much for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, guys. Take care. Bye.